Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbury Radio. Today, I am joined by an actress that I always think of as a real woman, a real actress bringing us real roles. Now, we've seen her do a lot of stuff, but just to mention a couple of things, Omkara, phenomenal role in that one. We've got Page Three, Aja Nachle Lage Chunari Medag. She's a writer, she's a director, as well as an actress. Please welcome Konkana Sen Sharma. Hi, Konkana.
Thank you. Thanks, Pam, for that lovely intro.
Thank you for your lovely work that you're giving us. Now, I'm really excited to discuss your new project today. It's all about Mumbai Diaries, Shabbies Gyara web series. Tell
That's
us
right.
about it. How did, what, for starters, what made you go from, is it, this is the first web series you're doing, right?
It is actually. I didn't think of it like that when I was reading the script or anything, but I realized that it's my first web series. I guess it's just like half the course, and that's what it is now. Earlier we had film,
Yeah.
now we have web series.
Yeah, well, everything's changed. Everything's changed for us in the pandemic, the way we're watching things, the way we're viewing things. A lot of us now are on our OTT platforms at home. This one is coming out on Amazon Prime. It's about a really significant night that happened.
Yeah.
The title says it all, right? Shabbies Gyara, Mumbai Diaries, Shabbies Gyara. Tell us about your role in this.
So it's based on the terrorist attacks on 26/11, 26th of November in 2008. But that is just backdrop for our series. We actually the series is set in a government hospital in Mumbai. And really we're dealing with the lives of the doctors and the nurses, the ward boys, the administrative staff, and all the people there against the backdrop of these terror attacks unfolding and all the worlds that collide and intersect within that hospital. So you have, because terrorists did enter
Yes.
the hospital. So we have police officers, we have the media, and of course we have patients as well. So it's quite a dramatic kind of a setting. And we've also gotten to a little bit the emotional lives of, not this very much space for that, because it does take place over just those few days. But we also have the inner lives, or at least the past lives of these characters. My character, for example, is somebody called Chitra Das,
Yes.
who is the social services director of this particular hospital. So she's actually helping out, families who need financial assistance, etc. And she's not a doctor, though she has a medical background.
Yeah.
And of course, as we saw on 26/11 and even otherwise, I mean, in events like that, you do have first responders who go outside their line of duty to really help
Yes.
out those in need. And Chitra Das is one of those people who does that. She's somebody whose vulnerability is her strength, I would say. She's very compassionate about her patients. And we see her, in the beginning of the season as somebody who with a lot of self-doubt. But
Right.
ultimately, by the end of the season, we see that she has acted very courageously.
Must be because obviously the events that transpired on that night. So this is based in a hospital, as you mentioned, and your character is, so you're dealing with this tragedy that's happening, right? You're dealing with all of this that's going on. But what's the message in this series? Is the message the events that happened? Is it, for example, what the medical staff went through? What would you say is the message?
So I don't know what the message is. I've not really been into messages as such. I think that the work should speak for itself. And I think that for me, what happened is that thanks to COVID as well,
Yes.
we all became very aware of the challenges that frontline workers go through, the challenges they face. The kind of problems because of COVID, etc., and what first responders go through, because they are also, I mean, I don't think anybody at this hospital is at all equipped to deal with a situation like this. It's not something which comes within their realm of experience, or even something that they could possibly anticipate. So I think that it's important to understand how difficult it must be for these guys, even under ordinary circumstances, to work in a hospital with such tremendous shortage of beds and medical supplies, equipment, etc. And on top of that, having to deal with you know, everything else. You know, we sometimes think of doctors as gods, but
yes.
But you know, they're not. They're human beings.
No.
And they can't perform miracles, especially when they don't have the support structure that they require. And they're dealing with extraordinary circumstances. But of course, many of them are heroes, and they are also dealing with their own baggage. I mean, you never know whose mother is dying, whose husband has left them, you know, all of that. So it's all of this together. And I think if anything, it is to look at other people with compassion.
So we see the personal lives of yourselves as doctors in this series. See what as human beings you go through.
Yes, to a certain extent, yes.
Yes, yes, in dealing with the situation. Now, you mentioned then COVID, right? So what was it like for you? You mentioned COVID. So what was it like for you? Sorry, my accent's a little bit different. But what was it like for you filming under
COVID? You're very used to your accent from popular culture. I think you're not used to ours.
But they do say that you guys actually speak better English than us. Because you actually use the words properly. We have a lot of slang and things that we do. So I find this all the time when I'm communicating with people from India. I think they say, do you speak English properly? So
well, you know, there's different kinds of English everywhere, and it's all valid.
Well, I'm definitely not speaking the Queen's English, I tell you, Konkana. But but when you were filming, what was it like in terms of the restrictions? Did it hinder the filming, or did you manage to work around it? How did it go?
Do you mean the COVID restrictions?
Yes.
Because we shot this just pre-COVID.
Ah, very good.
Really lucky.
Yeah.
Because in any case, you know, with the series, what happens is that there's so much of post work and, you know, like the programming schedule of the platform, etc. So we actually finished shooting it before. I have shot a few things post COVID as well. And there are restrictions. And, you know, the thing is constantly one has to keep, one has to keep testing. And, yes. And of course, one has to be vaccinated. But also the ground realities keep changing and shifting. So it's hard to keep up with things, you know, like some days, like for a while we were allowed to shoot. I think earlier we were shooting full days, but now for a time we were only allowed to shoot at 4 p.m. So we had very early days. But I think that's also changed perhaps now here.
Yes, yes. Well, here in the UK, theatres are now back open, although cases are high. So people are still being very careful, and we're making the most of OTT platforms. So this web series couldn't come at a better time for us, because we can watch it in the comfort of our own home. We can get entertained.
You know, OTT platforms really have COVID to thank for this massive surge in the popularity of these platforms, isn't it?
Absolutely. And even the way I'm speaking to you today, we weren't doing this pre-COVID. Now, you know, we can turn on our computer and show all your fans here what it is that you're up to. So that's wonderful. Now, this is out on Amazon Prime.
Yes. And it's one of the few medical dramas. I actually can't recall a medical drama in India, or maybe it's just slipping my mind, but like they've hardly been many.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I can't think of any at all. So we're looking forward to this. This is something new, something exciting, something we've not seen before. And of course, you know, there has been different angles covered of that night, Shabbiz Gyara, but not this angle. So this is something new, and it's a series as well. So I love series because we can get into them a lot more. You know, film ends pretty fast, whereas the series is more detailed. So
exactly.
Wonderful.
Really get into it in depth. Yes, I mean, I hope that people will enjoy it. It's the first of its kind. So, we're very excited to bring it to you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Konkana, for taking the time to speak to us today here at Subbush Radio. And we hope to speak to you again soon and see a lot more from you. As I mentioned, you're one of the real women in the industry, so keep up the great work.
It's so sweet. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.